This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 46, where I read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique Bible and this unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story, a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Because, as someone smartly said some time ago, history is his story. History is his story. That is so true. Today we are reading Genesis chapter 44 in the King James Version, the Chronological Bible. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I am well aware that people really do not want to come and hear me pray. But help them to realize that the most important thing we do in our day is to pray. Lord, if they don't get anything else from this broadcast, from this devotional, Lord, help them to go somewhere and pray. Help them to understand if they've been saved a while, they may not hear any bells or whistles when they pray. They may not get a tingle down their spine or something running down their leg. They may not feel anything because we walk by faith and not by sight. But Lord, I am 100% sure that you hear and answer prayer. And that's why I pray, not to get some kind of emotional reaction, not to get people jumping and shouting and shaking, but because I know that your holy word is true. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, for the benefit of those who were not with us in our first prayer meeting today, Lord, help them to pray and help them not to listen to me pray. For Lord God in heaven, I do praise you and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And I praise you and I thank you so much for loving me so much and for loving us so much that you will chastise us and rebuke us. You will take away our blessings and take away our favor if we refuse to obey you. You will block our minds from great ideas. I know people don't like to hear this because they've been lied to for so many years about demonic foolishness, and they've been living a lie. For the preaching of lies lead people to live lies, and a life of what someone said is quiet desperation with nothing but a facade out front, hiding all of their issues, and then all of a sudden, zip, bam, boom, they blow up. the family blows up, the ministry blows up, the church blows up. This happens every day. As you know, Lord, because you told us not to build our houses on sand. A house of cards with a faulty foundation is going to tumble and fall over every time because it's built on the foundation of lies and hypocrisy. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who I 100% believe is sitting at your right hand, interceding for us. He's praying for us. And so, Lord, we ought to be praying. This is why you told us to pray without ceasing. You, Lord Jesus Christ, before you left, gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. Give me the energy and give us all your energy, your grace, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word, to understand your Holy Word. Give us your unction and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to not only read it and understand it, but to teach it in a discipleship way and to obey it and to apply it to our lives. I'm so excited about reading your Holy Word this morning, Lord, after 41 years of being saved and preaching your Holy Gospel in spite of the devil. In fact, because the devil is fighting me so hard, as my wife knows very well, she knows, the more excited I get, because she knows and she has seen it down through the years, even when the devil was fighting me through her. And when he fights me through her, Lord, I know that you're up to something, that you're getting ready to do something even greater than what you have done. For Lord, as I have said to you and to others, you have blessed us with a great, probably one of the greatest first weeks of the new year that we've ever had. And the devil is mad, but I'm glad. And Holy Father God, we pray that through it all, lost souls would be saved. Christians would be revived and encouraged. Through it all, we pray that everybody in our town, in this city, and in this country, and in the world, would come to know your Savior, get healed if they need healing, get revived if they need reviving, and get comforted from you if they need comfort because of the many people who are dying and going out into eternity. We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ once again today, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas. Cast out the demonic satanic spirit of Jezebel. Cast out the demonic satanic spirit of Sanballat and Tobias. Cast out the demon spirits and the sins of sabotage and betrayal, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, treachery, bad attitudes and bad spirits, demonic attitudes and spirits, hindrance, and distraction. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. on today. And Holy Father God, I do pray, Lord, that you will deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And, Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, Lord, help us all and grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, you know how I feel about this. But Lord, I pray to fulfill all righteousness and to be complete in what I'm doing. But Lord, you know my heart on this. And so let your will be done. Help us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, those of us who name the name of Christ, and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, if we do that, and if we truly repent, and if we do right by you, please deliver us, Lord, from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, legal, housing crisis situation that millions are facing, and food crisis that millions are facing in this country due to the plague, and the medical crisis, the plague crisis as well. And Lord, we pray, lift our burdens, cares, worries, and anxieties, and fill us with your peace and joy. And now, Holy Father God, I thank you for leading me to go ahead and to authorize getting two new programs to help us to spread the gospel on almost three times more platforms around the world. And I do pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from our technician. And I pray that he would not allow the devil to use him, but that he would ease into this new program and accept it. And for some people, Lord, as you know, it's hard for them to accept new things, and particularly when they've been doing something for so long. But it's time for us to move on and to expand the ministry even more so. And I pray that you will gut the devil out of his life and out of the lives of others who would want to try to hinder this ministry and work, and cast out the demons of hell, cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and Jezebel and Tobias, and the spirit of hindrance and distraction. For Lord, we need to be like Nehemiah and say to those Sanballats and Tobiases in our lives that we're doing a great work and we cannot come down. And Lord, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will indeed bless and protect our family and all other Christian families, ministries, and churches from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Lord, it's unfortunate that I have to pray like that, but these days and times require it. And I do pray, Lord, to place upon us the whole arm of God. And Lord, and surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Lord, I thank you that our technician got up early this morning and was on the chat for 4 to 5 hours to try to resolve issues so that we can go live on multiple new platforms. And I thank you that today we're on new platforms today. And and more are to come, and we pray that your Holy Ghost would continue to set up even more divine appointments so that people can hear the gospel and get saved. And so, Lord, bless and protect the technology. Bless and protect the pipes and wires and satellites and everything that's taken us to every nook and cranny around the world. And we pray ultimately that millions and millions would hear the gospel through this ministry, and that millions would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and get saved. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great blessing to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God," at Genesis chapter 44. Genesis chapter 44. "And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men, and when thou doest overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, Wherefore saith my Lord these words, God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. And he said, Now also let it be according unto your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched and began at the eldest and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laded every man his ass, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, "What deed is this that ye have done? Wot ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine?" And Judah said, "What shall we say? What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found." And he said, "God forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father." And then Judah came near unto him and said, "O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee," I'm halfway grinning, folks, because I love this story. "O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant." For thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servants, saying, "Have ye a father or a brother?" And we said unto my Lord, "We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest unto thy servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him." And we said unto my Lord, "The lad cannot leave his father. For if he should leave his father would die." And thou saidest unto thy servants, "Except your youngest brother come down with you, ye shall see my face no more." And it came to pass, when we came up unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, "Go again and buy us a little food." And we said, "We cannot go down if our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face except our youngest brother be with us." And thy servant, my father, said unto us, "Ye know that my wife bare me two sons." Pardon me. "And the one went out from me, and I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Pardon me. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servants shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad a bondman to my Lord. A bondman to my Lord. And let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father? Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Who helps us to understand your holy word and helps us to apply it to our lives and helps us to obey it and helps us to share it and proclaim it. That is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Help us to do those things with your holy word for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the good of others and for our own good. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. And for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.